This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Gothenburg, Sweden this evening on the third leg of his five-nation tour after concluding his visit to the Netherlands. He was received at the airport by the Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. During his two-day visit to Sweden, Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Swedish counterpart and review the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two sides are also expected to explore new avenues of cooperation in trade, green transition, artificial intelligence, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defense, space, climate action, and people-to-people ties. The two prime ministers will also jointly address the European Round Table for Industry, a leading pan-European business forum, along with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Before departing for Gothenburg, Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten personally came to Amsterdam Airport to bid farewell to Prime Minister Modi. During his two-day visit to the Netherlands, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with his Dutch counterpart. The two countries signed 17 agreements to strengthen cooperation in defense, critical minerals, and other key sectors. Both leaders also expressed deep concern over the situation in West Asia and its implications for global energy supplies and trade networks. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the Innovation and Incubation Center at the National Institute of Design NID in Gandhinagar, Gujarat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the importance of the National Institute of Design, saying it is an institution that connects creativity with entrepreneurship. He said institutions like NID provide youth with the right platform for innovation and professional development. Mr. Shah, who's on a two-day visit to Gujarat, also inaugurated a newly built 5 lakh litre capacity plant of Madhur Dairy in Gandhinagar today. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today virtually flagged off a new express train service between Bengaluru and Mumbai, boosting rail connectivity between Karnataka and Maharashtra. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said the long-pending demands of people in South and North Karnataka are now being fulfilled. He also announced that the Vande Bharat sleeper service between Bengaluru and Mumbai is expected to begin soon. Highlighting railway infrastructure growth, the minister said, Karnataka currently operates 12 pairs of Vande Bharat trains. He added that bullet train corridors connecting Bengaluru with Hyderabad and Chennai have also been approved. India has strongly condemned attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, calling them unacceptable. India's permanent representative to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, said targeting civilian crew and disrupting freedom of navigation cannot be justified. He was speaking at a special meeting of the United Nations Economic and Social Council on safeguarding global energy and supply flows. Mr. Harish's remarks came days after an India-flagged commercial vessel was attacked off the coast of Oman. In the United Arab Emirates, a drone strike triggered a fire outside the Baraka nuclear power plant in Abu Dhabi today. According to the Abu Dhabi Media Office, the blaze broke out in an external electrical generator located outside the plant's perimeter. Authorities said there were no injuries and no impact on radiological safety levels. The UAE's nuclear regulator confirmed that the fire did not affect the plant's operations or safety systems, adding that all reactor units continue to function normally. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 223 runs for Punjab Kings in Dharamshala. Chasing the target, Punjab Kings were 62 for 4 in 7.3 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted 222 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. In badminton, India's Shreyansi Vali Shetty clinched the silver medal in women's singles at the Baoji China Masters in China today. She went down to local favourite An Chi Yuan in straight sets 14-21, 6-21 in the summit clash of the Super 100 event at Baoji City Gymnasium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.